And now this is a dictation. For Bonnie, B-O-N-N-I-E, Metro, M-E-T-R-O, January 2950. Addresses a letter to Larry, L-A-R-R-Y, Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, 772-9522. Dear Dr. Bennett, follow-up for Mrs. Metro. For elevated calcium renal failure, I saw her back in the hospital in August. At that time, she was taking ACTC and TAMS, which was discontinued. PTH was suppressed. Calcium around 15. Received treatment with Aridia, A-R-E-D-I-A, and calcitonin. Other testing was negative for secondary causes with normal vitamin D125, negative monoclonal protein, negative PTH-related peptide. No further hospital admissions. She's feeling well on loop diuretics and low sodium. Takes no calcium or vitamin D. Extensive review system presently is negative. Pressing medications, I want to highlight Lasix potassium, remains on Nexium magnesium, tolerating Mounjaro, M-O-U-N-J-A-R-O, and a low dose of Glucotrol. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, pressing weight 137, blood pressure by nurse 119.72. She is alert or intestine 3, no respiratory distress. Skin mucosal, respiratory, cardiovascular, normal. No edema, non-focal. Most recent chemistries from December, creatinine at 1.5, normal electrolyte acid base, calcium at 10.3, which is mild elevated, normal albumin, minor increase of transaminases, other liver function test normal, A1C at 5.7. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Hypercalcemia with PTH suppressed, question effect on medication, HCTC and calcium already discontinued. Calcium stabilizing in the upper side. Kidney function has not returned to normal, which was 0.9 within the last prior 1 year. She has presently CKD stage 3 without symptoms of uremia, no encephalopathy, pericarditis, no volume overload. Monitor chemistries over time. There is anemia but no EPO treatment. Diabetes appears to be well controlled. Other chemistries are stable. Would like to see her back in a year or early as needed. Enter dictation.